Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Prophet. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, a lot of activity and a lot of new asset class in the private market has kind of been coming up recently. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. So, you know, back in the late 90s, you know, a lot of people wanted to be public. They wanted to be public traders. They wanted to be the dot-com craze. Well, when we had WorldCom and Enron kind of go out of business, we've kind of seen a change historically where used to be there were 30, you know, publicly traded companies for every million people in the United States. Now there's about 13. And so the private market, or the market that's not public, is expected to grow to over $40 trillion in the near future. And so with that growth, a lot of people want to be have access to those investment options. And so it's growing very rapidly. And several companies out there are working on solutions to do it. And one of the main companies, you know, BlackRock just purchased a data aggregation firm, with the idea being that they would even be able to identify private transactions. Because one of the challenges you have is, if it's not a public transaction, it's a private transaction. So how do you even identify how to invest in a private company if you don't even know how many exist and what they're out there? And so what BlackRock is sort of doing is sort of laying the groundwork eventually for probably giving access to individual investors to private markets.
So if a company basically goes through the process of being publicly traded, it can be a little more difficult and possibly a little more expensive.
Correct.
If they want to borrow money.
Yeah, so if a company wants to borrow money or they're issuing funds, you know, they got to go through the process of, you know, filling all the regulations and requirements in order to be publicly approved. You know, so a lot of companies just say, hey, look, I know this bank, I know this private equity firm, we can just do a deal with them and we can save, you know, maybe 5 or 10% on the total cost by just borrowing direct.
Yeah, and because a company, piggybacking on the BlackRock thing earlier, because when a company like BlackRock or Vanguard or a bigger company like that gets involved, it can be a lower cost solution for
correct.
Your typical
so
investor.
The hope is for these private market opportunities is if BlackRock is allowed to aggregate and build a diversified blend of lots of private investments, because they bring such big volumes to scale, that like we saw when mutual funds have gotten cheaper now with ETFs, mutual funds are still more expensive than ETFs, generally speaking, but we're hoping that these private markets, which historically have been very expensive
right.
for investors to invest in, that this may open the door to where, you know, you go out there and throw $5 or $10 billion towards an investment, you can get a better price
right.
than you can if you're throwing $1 million. And so the benefit for our clients, for our investors, is if these private markets are opened, and if you still have a level of diversity to avoid the bad actors, you might get access to some higher interest earning funds, some better investments.
That's awesome. And that's one thing that makes America America, is because of the open market opportunities, where if you get a company in there that can put 5 or 10 million in it, you get a better deal.
Right. And that's the whole the benefit of ETFs and smart companies. And so a lot of these smart companies investors really haven't had access to, this could open the door to access to those companies again. And you know, a lot of those companies come up with some of the largest companies in America are private investment companies that you can't invest in.
Right.
And they make a lot of money. And that opens the door for more investment dollars.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for talking to us about the private markets and all the different activity that's going on in that sector. And thank you for tuning in today, and we hope you have a great day.
Thanks.